All right, hello and welcome to Keep It Close to Me. Don't start laughing already. Yeah, no, it's all me. It's all my fault. You were looking at my face. That's, of course, why you'd have to start laughing. Hello, I'm Chris Haley. It's been a while since I've done one of these. All the other ones have been the Mortal Kombat ones lately. So this is Keep It Close to Me, podcast about the things we love and, you know, life and stuff. I am here today with dear friend, brother.
Sure.
I was like, we don't have any good, you know, strong kind of bond type words for people.
Yeah, what are like male friends? What do they call each other?
Bros.
Bro. No, that's
yeah,
not cool,
exactly.
Though.
That's why I didn't Nobody say that. That's why bros. I said brother. I
Homies. Like, oh, that's appropriation.
Yeah. And I was trying to think of and I'll just say, guys, we're gonna talk about stuff today. We've got specific things to talk about, but we did just see Warcraft. And so my mind immediately went to try to thinking of some kind of like warrior, you know, right. some kind. I was trying to pull like anything I could think of from that movie or like from Gladiator, something like, oh, that what's something that they would say when they're saying strength and honor when they do that like forearm handshake.
Right.
But I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah.
So if you guys, by all means, if you've got some kind of idea of what would be a good word to fill in here. Or if this is all just going to be deleted.
I think 90% of the people already clicked like X.
Yeah, everyone has already unsubscribed, like undownloaded it. Yeah,
left a one-star review.
Yeah.
How much would you have to hate something to get on iTunes? Go to all the trouble.
Of getting on there.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. Have you ever tried to do it?
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, when you just want to go like, yeah, this game. Well, because everything, of course, games and stuff, they all are like, please leave us a review. And you want to just go, all right, I like this. Let me just give it 5-star. And they're like, no, no, no. Sign your name in. Come up with a title. Add some text to the body.
Right. All I want to do is talk about how much I hate Matt Wilson.
And it won't let you. They won't let you just say, I hate Matt Wilson.
Right, he sounds like a zombie. You know.
Oh, it's so good to finally get to say this somewhere where he'll never hear it.
He probably won't.
Yeah. No, no. Matt's actually, he's made, well, you know, he said something on when we were on there about how he listens to the show. He could have been lying.
Yeah.
He was probably lying.
I've listened to every episode of the show.
Really?
No.
That's what I thought.
I'm lying.
Yeah. I would not have guessed you have listened to one episode of this show, which is fine. I don't expect you to. You're not my target audience.
I don't listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
Actually, I listen to really a lot of podcasts.
Yeah, no. I think that it's more the kind of thing of where you are like, yeah, I know Chris Haley in real life. I don't need to hear him.
Right.
Where I can't tell him to. All right.
Yeah.
You guys couldn't see, but I was putting my hand up and as though to imitate Kurt telling me like, all right, just calm down.
That's a good yeah, I do that in real life.
Well, I do think of you as someone who I go to for good advice.
Oh,
I think
well, thank you.
I think you're wise in certain things. Sometimes I've asked your advice for things and I have gone, you know what? I don't think that was the right advice for me, but I think
I've definitely given bad advice. But
what's some bad advice you've given that you can tell?
Oh, man. Well, a lot of it's real personal to specific people.
But if people don't know the person.
But like recently, and if the person is listening to this, they'll know what I'm talking about. I told somebody that they should move away with somebody because they had the opportunity.
Right.
And then it turned out that person was like a scumbag.
Oh, no.
But I just thought the idea of moving away with somebody is kind of a nice romantic idea.
And whereas
point in their lives that these people were at. It seemed like a good idea.
Yeah. Whereas when I heard that same.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I heard that same story or sort of the setup for moving away.
Yeah.
Every single thing in what I was being told was like
warning sign.
Red flag.
Oh, man.
But, you know, when people sound excited about something, you don't, you know. I just tried to go, oh,
right.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah.
Because they weren't asking me for advice. They were just kind of telling me about it.
Right.
And I was just like, all right. Well, obviously, I wish you well.
Yeah.
Let me know how that goes. And badly.
Not well.
Badly was how it went. Yeah. And then I felt bad. I was like, oh, my gosh, I wish I had said something. But, you know, then I found out
What are you supposed to do, though?
Well, yeah. You know, but then I found out that a lot of other people had said something.
Right.
And it didn't make a difference. Yeah. So it was like, oh, okay, so I wouldn't have.
That's the thing about giving advice is a lot of time people are just going to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, but sometimes they want, you know, sometimes they want to hope that what you say is what they want to hear.
Right. And sometimes if you say what they don't want to hear, they'll get mad at you.
Yep. Advice is a tricky.
It's a tricky wicket.
Yeah, that's it's a real sticky wicket.
Oh no, tricky wicket. That's my
name. Yeah, but I was doing like a
I got it.
Okay, but
we're on the same page.
See, this is what I don't get to do with some other people when we talk for podcasts. Because I mean, and you know, I think you and I have the. I mean, obviously, folks. We have just gotten into this because it's been a while since Kurt and I have had like a kind of forced to talk to each other conversation like this. I've got him shackled to the table in front of me. So
yeah, I'm like a priest in a confession booth.
Yeah. There was one point where when I was telling Kurt about this and he asked if this was going to be some kind of ambush interview, and it is.
All right.
Guys, so.
Because it's live right now.
Yes. Everyone is hearing this live. It's streaming on Periscope and all the hidden cameras here in the house.
The sex cameras?
Yeah, this is a dark web production, so right. Everyone that knows the secret links.
Do you have to wear a mask when you watch the dark web? Like yes. The Purge?
Yeah.
Like you have an animal
it's just
mask?
An eye mask.
Why are they always animal masks?
Because those are easy to get.
Oh, are they?
And also, I think that people like to see themselves, see
is it a furry thing?
No. I think it's like a thing of, oh, this animal represents me. Uh-huh. But maybe it is kind of that's getting at, maybe those, you know, those eyes wide shut, fancy people with animal masks don't have, they're, it's actually more akin to what furries are into. Wow, did not see this one coming.
What if you just wore a mask that looked like your own regular face?
But big?
Yeah, or small.
Or
tiny.
Just tiny.
Yeah, a little tiny face.
Either I would like to see. I would like to, I'm going to start Photoshopping that. I'll draw out masks of people's faces to Photoshop on top. That's your going away present.
Thank you.
It'll be your new.
Where's the trash at? Unrelated.
Unrelated. Where's the trash? So Kurt, to steal a phrase from Liz, for the people who maybe are not familiar with you and I and our history and, you know, all the stuff to tell everyone why you are such a special and unique snowflake.
Man, I don't know. I don't feel like I am.
Liz brings the heat.
Wait, which part of that was Liz? Did
the
she say
special
you're,
and unique snowflake?
Did she say that about everybody or me?
No. On the first episode.
Which I've definitely listened to.
Of course. Which Liz was on.
Yeah.
Which explains why you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No, that was like a phrase Liz used to talk about, you know, someone trying to, you know, introduce themselves and explain why they're a special and unique snowflake.
I don't know. I've always been lucky in the fact that I've been able to make good friends. And I think that's why I'm a special, unique snowflake.
Okay. But why? What might people know you for or...
I thought that was deeper than that. You just want, like, my resume. Okay.
Well, no, I mean, it's a little bit of both. Right. Obviously, I want to give you a chance to tell people who maybe have no previous knowledge of you. Well, without me saying... I mean, and obviously, I can get into some stuff, but it's nice to, you know, give you a chance to say something for yourself.
Okay, well, Chris and I did a comic strip on the internet called Let's Be Friends Again.
Right. This check so far.
It started out in 2008, and then I think I did it with him until him, you, whatever.
Me.
Till 2012 or 13 or
something like that. We had a 4-year anniversary strip, I remember, at some point.
It was Obama's first term.
Yeah, we got
through. And then he got reelected, and I was done.
You're like, I'm done with this.
Yeah. And then I don't think anybody would know me from anything else other than that. We did some Comics Alliance things together.
We did a bunch of Comics Alliance
Everything
things.
I think people would know me for is stuff I've done with you, unless you've somehow come to follow me on Twitter after that,
just
wherein I just post dumb stuff.
A dude that people like to hear things from.
Which, I don't post anything good. So yeah, or maybe I met you in real life. I've met a lot of people in real life, which is cool.
Yeah.
It's always fun.
You've been at cons, you know, we did a lot of shows together.
We did do a lot of shows together.
We've done just a lot of things in general together. We've done a lot of just
sex
going
stuff.
Places. sex stuff, karaoke and, you know, just being places.
Going to the mall.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Go-karts.
Walked around places. We have done go-karts.
Laser tag.
Have we ever done laser tag?
No.
No. Oh, and then the laser tag place right here by where we live.
Closed.
Just closed.
Unbelievable.
What are the odds? Right as you're about to leave, they close, so we can't throw you that.
It's like it's
laser tag.
The fix is in. Yep. You know,
or it's like you're going to leave town, and all of a sudden everything's going to start drying up.
Is that what it's going to be like?
It's like, oh no, Kurt was keeping this all alive.
I was the oasis in this stupid desert.
We had no idea all the businesses of really dumb things you could go do on a Friday night to start closing up. Kurt's like, I never even went there.
The smoothie shop is definitely going to close.
Yeah, for sure. But I feel that way about all smoothie shops everywhere. Probably going to close eventually. Yeah,
the lifespan's not too great.
No. It's going to be another one of those.
What like, if you were a guy who was like, I'm getting into the smoothie business.
And I'm really into it.
Yeah.
Like, I believe in these smoothies.
Hey, man, go for it.
Yeah,
follow your dream.
And
that's an example of advice I would give. bankrupt somebody.
And bankrupt someone, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'd get a phone call. What? Smoothie business closed? I just moved. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It seemed like a good idea. I was buying a lot of smoothies at the time.
I thought you said Hootie and the Blowfish. I was like, get in on that.
That is due for a nostalgia resurgence.
Right.
So yeah, man. Well, so, and how do you, you know, how do you know me? What's our friendship history?
We met.
According to you.
There's this bar in Memphis that is now burned down, so we can't even like nostalgically go to it.
Yeah.
Called Neil's that I think we first met at the comic book store. But the first time we hung out was at this place called Neil's.
Yeah.
Where they had karaoke every Wednesday night. Right? Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Yeah. And we went one night.
Was it Tuesday night?
No, I think it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went on Wednesday and you were there. You were wearing a suit. I remember that.
Yeah. I had just come straight from work.
You were with an ex-girlfriend of yours.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And me and our friend, mutual friend, Sean, I think I was there with him.
And Liz.
Yeah.
Who has been on the show. I mention only because she's been on the show.
Yeah. And this was probably like, I don't know, 2004? Five?
2005, I think.
2005. So like 11 years ago.
Wow.
Something like that.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we were all there. We all sang karaoke together, and it was cool. That's it.
Do you remember how the Sean introduced us and was like, hey, the thing he said to me was like, oh, hey, Kurt's into comics too.
Yeah.
And so I remember at one point we were kind of talking about something, you know, just doing that sort of opening.
Yeah, where you circle around each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Try to figure kind of out feeling the out. Depth of knowledge. Like, are you a real...
Yeah,
you know.
Does he really like? Is he like, oh, my favorite.
Are you a fake gamer girl?
Yeah. And it's nice to know that we were doing that to each other, even though we were both guys.
Right.
It's not. It's no sexism about us in that particular.
Yeah. I don't see sex. Definitely not lately. Am I right?
Am I right?
I'm lonely.
I'm so lonely. I remember asking you something and I was like, oh, you know who blank is? And you shot me a look that was just like, well, and of course, we were in that.
Was it the FOH look? The F out of here? Like, come on. Who do you think you're talking to?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a like, of course I know who that is. And it was just to me, like, even though I hadn't really meant it quite as the way it had come across to you, it was still like, if you had done the same thing to me, I would have been like, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I do. But then it was like, oh, okay. So you're someone who is really at that level where, oh, I can talk really.
Yeah, you can get into it.
I can really get into this with you. Yeah. And so, but that wasn't even, the comic stuff wasn't even the thing that like made us go, oh, we could maybe be friends. Because it was when I did that, then I did a Queen song for the karaoke.
Yeah.
And when I got off stage, I think we had kind of like soured on each other just a little bit by the fact that we both realized we were kind of testing each other's comic cred.
Well, and there's also this weird thing. Anytime two handsome guys are around each other, that they kind of are like, I don't know about this guy.
This guy.
It's a handsome off.
Yeah. But then you, when I came down from doing that Queen song, which was like the first time I had done karaoke, really, it was like a super, even though I had been in bands, it was like a real nerve-wracking experience for me. But I came down and you were like, oh man, you like Queen too? And then it was like, I felt like, you know, the tables had not turned, the switch had flipped or something.
Yeah.
And so then it was like, and that was, I felt like the Queen thing was really much more something to spark a friendship than anything to do with comics.
Yeah.
And then, do you recall? Cause I mean, all of this stuff, obviously I have like my memories of it, but I'm now that we're in this kind of, now that I've ambushed you, do you recall how we, what your memory of how we got into comics was? Doing them, I mean.
There was like a contest, and I don't remember if you brought it up to me or I brought it up to you. Do you remember?
My recollection of it is that Sean told you, you had had some...
I knew you drew. Somehow.
Yeah, Sean told you that I drew.
Right.
And we got together at like... Starbucks or something.
You must have seen this because this is the kind of thing I would not have seen.
Yeah, it's like we got together at Starbucks to talk. You were like, hey, would you want to do a comic or something maybe sometime? And we got together to talk about something that we never did anything with.
Right.
And then, but after we had that kind of, you know, air quotes meeting.
What was that about? Do you remember?
I want to say that it was, I know that there was, I want to say that it was a thing like a comic store.
Oh,
after the apocalypse.
Oh, okay. I kind of remember.
There was a thing with like a comic store, and it was like the last comic store, something like that. But I remember you were describing people to me that were going to be characters in it, and it was, and I didn't quite get it at the time right away, but then it was like, it was Sean and Donnie.
Right.
Yeah. And we were going to do something with that, and that just, but then not too long after that, and I was just kind of like, oh, I don't know if I can. I didn't know if I could draw something like that.
Yeah.
And then shortly after that, though, I saw this Dave Roman.
Yeah.
Was from I'm trying to think of. He's worked on a bunch of stuff, bunch of comics. Like
this is pre-Twitter too, right? So like,
Twitter. Yeah. Oh, I guess it was. Yeah, because I saw this. I think on LiveJournal. Or like on somebody's Blogspot page, you know, but it was like a thing of, he was putting together a, video game comic anthology, which oddly enough, I did not plan this, but we are here to talk about video games and such. So,
oh, Warcraft.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, ostensibly that's what we're here to talk about.
It's a video game first.
Yeah. And then a movie, which is not a comic.
Right.
Well, my idea for this was that we could just talk about video games, but then Warcraft came out and then it was like, oh, we should go see that. And then that'll kind of lead us into it or whatever. And man, I think we could have a long, long discussion on that movie because it was something else. But yeah, I saw that he was putting a thing together, video game comics, and they were asking for submissions for like a contest. They had already kind of filled out the roster, but they had like one spot open left for someone, whoever won this contest.
Whatever idiot wanted to. Like throw something in there.
Yeah. And it was, you know, I feel like I remember it kind of was a fairly popular thing at the time. I mean, just based on some of the people that we ended up. Well, yeah. So we won. We did a comic about Streets of Rage.
Right.
And we won. And we won some prizes.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I never got my prizes.
Edit that out.
Are you telling yourself to edit it out?
Yeah, I'll hear this later.
Okay.
And edit that out.
Self-edit this out.
No, the prizes were something. It was some stuff where it was like, you were like, oh, you can have that.
Yeah. I mean, that sounds like me.
Yeah. You did not have any interest in the prizes. One of them was like an Avatar game.
What?
For like Game Boy Advance.
Like James Cameron Avatar?
No, no.
Oh, son of
The Last Airbender. I guess you weren't into it yet.
I wasn't. I didn't get it until later.
I wasn't either because I gave it away.
GD.
I don't think it was a very good game.
Well, yeah.
I
probably would have given it to you anyway.
Yeah. So, did you even have a Game Boy Advance?
I mean, who's to say I didn't? I don't know.
Yeah.
We all in a way have a Game Boy Advance?
There's certainly one here somewhere. So, we did that. And then... After that, what did we do? We did the next thing was was that we
I have
decided...
a funny Game Boy Advance story.
Oh, let's hear it.
I remember it was 9/11.
Oh my God.
This is serious.
It was 9/11/2001?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I think I was going to bring up some other 9/11.
Well, I thought you could have meant like you remembered that it was 9/11 no. Several years later just because. Yeah. Oh, so it was the 9/11.
Yeah, the one and only.
Oh 9/11. My gosh.
The infamous, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Terrible happening.
It was real bad that it happened.
Day. Not sure if you've heard of it. And somebody's probably can fact check this, but I remember going to college that day. And I heard on the radio on the way in that, a plane had hit the tower.
I shouldn't be laughing.
You should not laugh at that.
I'm not laughing at, but I can't believe this is happening,
but
which is how I felt that day.
Oh, boy. I was driving in the
news. That's the kind of tone of voice I'm used to hearing from things I say to you that I think are like, oh, this is going to be great.
Oh, and I just say, oh, boy.
Yeah, you're like, oh, boy.
So I was driving to school and I'd heard on the radio that a plane had hit the tower, but you know, I didn't really think anything of it, which probably a lot of people who didn't live in New York maybe thought about 9/11 until
it was definitely like with that first one, we were just like, this is some kind of horrible freak accident.
Yeah. And, if I remember correctly, and somebody can fact check me on this, and I'm sure they probably will, but I think I had just recently gotten, it had just come out on the Game Boy Advance, the Mario Kart Advance.
Okay.
And so I remember sitting in class and our teacher came out and was like, guys, a plane just hit the World Trade Center. I think we're just going to, you know, take some time and all go, you can all go home. And I just remember thinking, yes, I can play Mario Kart.
Oh my God.
It's like, hell yeah.
Oh, man.
It's like, all I want to do is play this Game Boy Advance. I had like the clear edition where you could see the guts of the Game Boy.
Wait, and it had sort of like a little bit of a like purple tint to it.
Yeah, it was like the sick version.
Yeah.
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 And so I just went home and I played some Mario Kart until I realized how awful everything was.
Yeah. Well, I remember I was driving to school and I know it was like a little bit later than Howard Stern Should Still Be On.
Right.
And I was driving to school and I heard.
Yeah,
like,
he stayed on like extra.
Yeah, he was because he was telling people what was going on. But it was like he was talking and I was like, and I couldn't. The drive to school was not very long. So it was like I didn't really get a feel for what was going on other than I knew something crazy had happened.
Right.
And I was like, that's weird that he's still on. And then I kind of caught like, oh, there's some kind of been some kind of accident in New York. And then. I went to like my first class and people still didn't really know what was going on. And then by the time I got out of that class, people knew what was going on. And it was like sometime during that class, I guess the second one hit or something, but then it was like the rest of the day, but nobody, it seemed like none of my classes got canceled.
Yeah.
Cause people were like kind of shell shocked and wanting to like, so let's talk about this, I guess.
Well, it was tough to realize like what,
like, yeah, I guess we didn't know really like
what it was the, only when you get home and you saw it on the news and you saw like the tower collapse and then people jumping out of it. That's when you're like, holy crap. Like
this is really something. And it's also like,
And then once you realize that it was on purpose, because at first everybody's like, oh, it was an accident. A plane flew into it, whatever. I mean, not like it wasn't that big of a deal still, but
it didn't have the same severity.
Right.
Like it wasn't accidents like, happen.
Oh, these two separate things happened to the two towers. Man, this is going to be fun going from this to Warcraft.
Yeah, which, you know, very much to me reminds me of Warcraft.
Oh, boy. Good segue.
Well, I could have gone like, you know, and that's very much like the two towers in Lord of the Rings, which was very similar to Warcraft.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we did a mini comic next.
Yeah, yeah. We did.
We did a mini comic, and then... It's just so weird for me to think about because I've still got this stuff somewhere where it was like, we did that mini comic.
Yeah.
And then still one of the funniest moments in my life before we were going to go to Mocha for the first time, first and only time.
Which is the Museum of Comic and
Cartoon Art.
Cartoon Art.
Yeah.
And it's like a festival in New York for the people who don't know.
Yes. Yeah. We were going to go to that, and all we had to take with us was this little mini comic.
Yeah.
And one of the funniest moments in my life was when we decided, oh, we should get some other stuff to make or to try to sell.
Yeah.
And we decided we were going to get postcards with our characters, you know, little versions of us, whatever, on it. And we had that point where we were over at your old apartment and we're sitting looking at your computer trying to set it up and order them. And you selected 27,000 of each of the five designs at one point, you did it kind of accidentally, and then it was as a joke. And then we both just started laughing at how ridiculous the idea of us having 27,000 of these postcards was. That's just a happy memory. Happy, fun memory. I mean, obviously, guys, it doesn't sound that funny in the retelling, but in the moment, as we were just these two people who had done nothing yet, and, and some would say we still haven't done anything.
Right.
But,
my mom.
Yeah. Mostly our parents. We have different parents, but yeah, you guys,
they're not the same. I don't know. Maybe this is like a Game of Thrones situation.
It's just like in that moment, the idea of us having 27,000, like the fact that that number will not leave my brain. Like the idea of us having 27,000 postcards of these little thing we had done just was absolutely, you know, unstoppably hilarious. So then we were like, but then, oh, I was going to say, then we did that. We thought after we did that first mini comic and it was kind of sort of well received for a little mini comic, we're like, oh, we should do something else. And then we were going to do a full size comic, which never happened. But there was, I've still got stuff, you know, for your notes from it about, do you remember how at the end, and there's like, there's a part about at the end of the mini comic, there was a thing about us going to,
like, it was like climbing a mountain or something,
going to like the Antarctic or something.
Yeah. And it was going to be real weird. And
yeah, you were trying to show off
maybe
how diverse you could write.
Possibly.
You were, I think you were much more hungry to prove your writing prowess in those days.
I really, honestly, and then, you know, you could still think whatever, but like, I never really cared about proving my writing prowess. I just wanted to make something that was like really ambitious.
Okay.
Not necessarily to like make myself look cooler.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I mean, yeah, maybe I phrased that poorly.
I just wanted it to be like, and this is, I think this is a mistake that a lot of new artists make, is like you want to just be epic right out of the bat.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate. Sorry. Bad metaphor. Right off the bat.
No one who's listening to this understands anything about sports, so it's fine.
Yeah. My bad. But yeah, you know, you just were like, you start thinking of all the cool stuff that you want to do, and you're like, man, I'm going to do this and this and this, and it's going to be huge and epic, and it's going to be layers,
yeah,
and metaphors, and then this is happening, but what this really means is that this is happening.
Well, and just think about the fact that, you know, that little mini comic we did had like five parodies or something in it, you know, yeah, of like, oh, it's got to be a Twilight Zone comic and a Conan comic, yeah, and a Dragon Ball comic and, you know, like all of that stuff, like... Yeah, I think that right there from the beginning, the trying to be overly ambitious for a thing with two staples in it.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. But then we were like, oh, maybe we could make a webcomic in the meantime while people are waiting for this follow-up second comic. And then that became a thing. All right, everyone, I'm afraid you know what that sound means. It means the show's over. I don't know how you would know that since I've never used that music before for anything for the show. But you can take the idea. See, the thing is here, right then, Kurt and I took a little break. And that seems like a good breaking point for the rest of the show. We'll move on. You'll have to come back next week to catch up with part two of the Let's Be Friends Again reunion special. I think we finally talk about Warcraft in the next one. We might not, but I think we do, if that's what you're here for. There's also a good chance we just talk about a lot of random things. I don't know. Look, I hope this was fun for you guys. I certainly had a lot of fun getting to talk to Kurt for so long, and this goes on for so long. which hopefully you guys will really enjoy. So thank you guys for listening this week. Be back here next week. Until then, follow the show on Twitter at KICTM Podcast. Send us your notes and your emails and your questions and fan art. I don't know, whatever you got. Send us that stuff at keepitclosetomepodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at @TheChrisHaley. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtOFranklin. All of this stuff is in the show notes. Go check the show notes out. There's things in there you might want to click on. I don't know. Don't forget to go to iTunes, leave us a review. Thank you so much to the people who have already left us 5-star reviews and who have written out the nice reviews for us. I don't know if you can hear Dipper barking in the background, but he's doing that. So he wants you to leave us a good review on iTunes because it helps people find us. It helps, you know, make us more visible in the old iTunes podcast directory. If you don't listen to the show on iTunes, send us an email or a tweet or something. Let me know what the podcast thing you use. Some people have said Stitcher. That's the only other one people have mentioned. I don't know. So you got to tell me. I don't have any way to track that kind of thing down. Or maybe I do and I just don't realize it. I don't know what my faculties truly are. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you like hearing me ramble about comics stuff, well, not so much ramble so much as try to carefully write a thing and put pictures with it and make some little jokes. I've got a new video up at comicsalliance.com, the 5 worst Superman costumes. It's a video under the Fantastic Five moniker that I, it's a series of videos I do for Comics Alliance with good old Benito Cereno. He does one, then I do one, and so on and so on. Check those out. Yeah, I think that's about it, guys. So there's your things you can do to help the show out, help me out, just to help yourself out. So see you back here next week for part 2 with Kurt, and I guess I will just leave you with this. Suddenly feel completely
this is the first time
you've ever what and not only is it the first time I've ever tried to do this, I've also never heard a podcast.
Right,
that's what it feels a little bit like right now. All righty.